Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1302, and the writing is shir number 454. Getting back to our Hilchas Brachas. Okay, we're sort of coming to the end of in reference to eating a meal with bread and what's covered, what items are covered, which items not. So I just want to go through real quickly. Rabbanna brings out in the Sefer a very interesting, getting a little bit of a better understanding as to why the bread actually covers the main staple foods. In other words, just to understand the subject a little bit better, the concept of why bread or eating the bread will cause one not to have to make extra brachas on the main staple foods. So it's like this. So if less than a kazayis of bread is eaten, it's questionable if the bracha on that small amount of bread would cover the other foods. In other words, in general, it does not. One has to be very careful to make sure to eat a kazayis b'chdei achilas pras, which is under a 4-minute period. So the bottom line is, the Pesukim explained that the reason is, since the amount of bread eaten is less than a kazayis, it's not choshev. It doesn't have the chashivas, whereby it's not important enough, if you want to say if those are the right words, important enough to make it into a actual meal. Basically, bottom line is, if you're not eating a kazayis, which we'll talk about the upcoming shiurim, the problems which could arise, right? If somebody actually makes the hamotzi, you always have to make, because in any type of food, any type of drink, unless the water is a different story, you have to be thirsty for water, you have to have some sort of pleasure to the palate. But be it as it may, anything else, somebody takes a drink of soda, you take a drink of orange juice, you take a little bit of sugar, a little chocolate, whatever, even a drop of salt. A lot of salt, no, but a little drop of salt. So anything you take in your mouth, in general, you have to make a bracha. Again, we said water is an exception. So the same thing will go by bread. If you're eating less than a kazayas of bread, even though you say, well, I'm not eating a kazayas of bread, I don't have to make a moitzi. No, you still have to make a moitzi. And not just that, you have to wash for the bread without a bracha, if it's less than a kazayas. Those are the only two things you have to do. Everything else becomes problematic, which we'll see in the upcoming shiurim. But getting back to what we're talking about today is that the place can bring down, they explain that it does not have the chashivas. If you don't have the kazayas, and the kazayas was not eaten in the right amount of time, which is what we call, quote-unquote, b'chdei achilas pras, under a 4-minute period. There are others who say under a 3-minute period, but for argument's sake, under a 4-minute period, main place can say that also, under a 4-minute period. So then, only then does it get the chashivas, does it get the importance to make it into a meal. Otherwise, it doesn't have the power, the ability, to cover, if you want to call it, other main staple foods. So therefore, the other foods don't become, how they explain it, the other foods don't become possibly, if you want to call it, a tuffle secondary to the bread. In other words, if I eat the bread and I'm not eating a kazayas, I eat less than a kazayas, so the other foods are not a tuffle to the bread. And the bread is separately, and the foods are separately, everything is separately. But once I eat a kazayas, b'chdei achilas pras, right, in the right amount of time, so then we say that the other foods become, quote-unquote, a tuffle, in other words, secondary, subordinate to the bread, the main staple foods. I mean, the exception is all the other foods which we've been talking about. In other words, like desserts and fruits and chocolates and all that type of stuff, the items which we've been talking about, that's even if one eats a kazayas of bread, that wouldn't make a difference. Because before you eat a kazayas of bread, there's nothing's covered. But once you eat a kazayas of bread, so at least the main staple foods, the main regular foods, the parts of the meal, the main dishes and then soups and all that stuff is now covered. But besides all the items which we've been talking about, chocolates, desserts, fruits, all these different type of things which we've been talking about, would not be covered. But if the person does not eat the kazayas, then the bread is not strong enough, it's not choshev enough to say that everything else becomes a tuffle secondary to that bread. And since the food will not be exempt by the berachas ha'moitzi, so each food will require its own specific bracha, because if it's not tuffle to the bread, so you need to have a bracha. There's nothing that's covering the food. If you eat the kazayas right about the time, it's sort of like covering the food. It's part of the meal, the main staple meal. But in case that's not what took place, personally, less than a kazayas, so or not in the right amount of time or whatever, so now that doesn't have the chashivas to cover the foods, and therefore the other foods won't be exempt by the hamaiti, and each food will require its own specific bracha. And we'll talk about in the upcoming shiurim problems which could arise besides just needing a bracha. There are many other problems which could arise, brachas levatala and different type of things. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem bracha, kol tuv.